This is Howard Husick, Vice President for Policy Research at the Manhattan Institute, here with another in our series of conversations entitled From the Desk of the Dean, appearing on the Manhattan Institute's web magazine, Minding the Campus, and featuring Herb London, Senior Fellow at the Institute's Center for the American University, and the former Dean of the Gallatin College for Individual Study at New York University. Our subject today is a response to an excellent new report by our friends at the American Enterprise Institute called College Rankings Inflation, Are You Overpaying for Prestige? The core of the report is the following finding, that a larger and larger number of American universities are being ranked by the Barron's College Guide as harder and harder to get into, more competitive, in the upper elite tier, if you will. That since 1991, 44 schools ranked as most competitive in 1991, but that went up to 87, almost double, in 2011. And so our conversation today is what's making that change? And Herb London has some ideas about that. Herb, on one level, we can look at this as good news. We've got more and more elite schools, and that must mean something good is happening in American higher education.
Well, if that were the case, I would certainly applaud the results, but I'm not sure that that is the case. You have more prestige institutions, and parents love the labeling. They love to be able to say, my son or daughter goes to one of the elite institutions in the United States. But since one of the criteria for acceptance into this elite status is the grade point average of students who are entering, you have to look at the inflation that's taken place in grade point averages in order to come to some determination about the expansion of elite institutions.
Well, let me just get this straight. And so you're saying that Barron's, which is a very prestigious college guide, has certain criteria that it uses to determine which schools are the most selective. And one of those is the grade point average of the entering freshman class.
Exactly. And that, it seems to me, has gone up dramatically. In fact, if you start going back to the 1960s, the average grade point average in the United States was 2.0. It's now 3.0, or roughly 3.0. So there's been a dramatic increase that's occurred. What this suggests is that there's been a dramatic inflation. Now, if you can demonstrate that students are smarter, that their SAT scores are better, that the results of international examinations clearly suggest American students are superior, I would buy into the results. But that isn't the case. In fact, what you find is that if you norm for SAT scores, the highest scores were in 1963, and they've been going down continually ever since. And as far as the international examinations are concerned, the United States was number one with Switzerland in 1963, and now we are near the bottom in the performance in science and math and international examinations.
So what you're saying is that grades have changed, but the underlying achievement supposedly reflected in that in those grades has actually declined.
What you find in many American universities today is that there is no difference in the development of cognitive skills between the student who is entering the university and the student who is leaving the university, which is a very, very interesting and poignant statement about what is happening in higher education. We spend a lot for very little. The results are very disappointing. Many of the students enter with the expectation that they are going to do very well because of the inflation in their high school grades. But by and large, the performance does not suggest that they've learned very much in the university experience, but they're paying a lot for it. And as a result, we also find ourselves in the position where we believe that everyone is doing very, very well because they attend so-called prestigious institutions. This is a little bit like The Wizard of Oz, where the wizard says, in order to have a very educated population, I'm going to make sure that everyone is given a degree. Well, we give degrees to a lot of people in the United States, but it doesn't mean that they're educated.
Well, let me hone in on this question of grade inflation, though, because that's one of the two key factors in this American Enterprise Institute College Ranking Inflation, Are You Overpaying for Prestige paper. They also look at the number of applicants having gone up and therefore the selectivity appearing to go up. But why do you think secondary schools, high schools, are giving out a lot more A's? What's going on there?
Well, one of the things that's happened in the United States is what I would call the egalitarian impulse, the desire to make everyone appear as though they're doing very well. This is the Lake Wobegon effect. Everyone is above average. If everyone is above average, then obviously the grades are meaningless. And that is precisely the position we find ourselves in at the moment. the schools do not have the kind of rigor they once did. And when rigorous standards are applied, parents very often object. So you have the politicians who accede to the will of parents, saying maybe the exams are too tough. We have a scrubbing, which has become an acronym for changing grades on the part of students, done by professionals in order to assist students in passing examinations. Now, this is a remarkable consideration and very, very different from the way things were done in the past.
Wouldn't it be difficult, let's say a school wanted to break out of that box and be able to assure selective institutions that their students were worth selecting? Wouldn't it be difficult to break out of the box, because if one high school or one school district suddenly started giving students a lot more C pluses, well, they're going to be judged to be performing poorly, no?
Well, you're exactly right. Not only are they judged by the lower grade, but in fact, parents would object. Colleges would be very much concerned. People would feel that these students are doing poorly. The people who are responding to the results would also likely say, why should we allocate additional funds for this school when students are doing so poorly? Maybe we ought to close the school. You may recall several years ago, Harvey Mansfield at Harvard decided he would give two grades to students. One, a grade that is based on contemporary standards, and one, the grade they really deserved. And there was at least one grade point between the standard that they thought they should receive and the standard that Harvey Mansfield thought they should receive. And that was very, very interesting.
What about from the university point of view? What if the admissions departments wanted to break this vicious cycle?
It becomes very difficult, because you're also talking about graduate schools, and students want to make sure that their record is adequate to attend a graduate institution, should that be their inclination. I mean, there are a lot of factors that account for this, plus the fact if you don't maintain a certain grade point average, you're not going to be able to receive Title IV money. If you don't maintain a certain grade point average, you're not going to be eligible for certain college loans. So there are tremendous pressures at every aspect of higher education to maintain this grade inflation.
And so what's called by the American Enterprise Institute paper faux exclusivity is really a reflection, if I hear what you're saying correctly, of a larger systemic problem with many manifestations.
I think that's exactly right. We live in a society where people think they're doing a lot better than they're actually doing. And this is true at the elite institutions and the students that are not so elite. It's a real national problem. When people say that we want to be a society that provides for opportunities, the opportunities are provided in educational institutions. If students cannot perform well, they're not likely to do well when they have jobs in the larger society.
Well, thank you, Herb. This has been another in our series of conversations entitled From the Desk of the Dean, appearing in the Manhattan Institute's web magazine, Minding the Campus, and featuring Herb London, senior fellow at the Institute's Center for the American University and the former dean of the Gallatin College for Individual Study at New York University. For the Manhattan Institute, I'm Vice President for Policy Research, Howard Husick.